Okay, welcome to Reflections of a CEO. Today, I want to talk to you about Popo Group. Some of you may have heard of Popo Group, some of you may have not. I'm guessing most of you have not. And I've been getting a couple questions recently about what is Popo Group, what are you doing there? And so I figured I'd take this episode and actually just answer the questions, what is Popo Group and how did it come about? And to start, I actually want to rewind. So when I started Jacked, 6.5, 7 years ago, the intention was actually never to build an agency like it is today. The idea was to do work, consulting work for companies, helping them out, and then eventually figure out what type of software product or software company we would spin off and build. And the reason why we didn't do that from the start was because there wasn't one sort of industry that I really loved or one problem that I really thought I wanted to solve and spend the next 5, 10, 15 years of my life on. So what I did instead was I figured, hey, if I start helping a bunch of other businesses build their digital products, their tech products, I would get an insight into every industry. And then through one of those experiences, I would figure out what is the software product I actually want to build. And this allowed me a couple things. I get very bored easily if I'm not really passionate about something. So if I would have just started building a software product in an industry that I didn't really care a lot about, I know I would have just kind of burnt out and stopped. So this was a way that allowed me to make money, right? Consulting, helping other businesses, get all the experience. So essentially I was being paid to learn about all these other industries and figure out what is the company I actually want to spin out and have a software product. Additionally, I didn't want to use any outside money. I, you know, for better, for worse, had this mentality that using other people's money and accepting that meant that my freedom would get taken away. And I value my freedom very much. And so that was my association. So I figured, hey, if I can use consulting money to then fund whatever I build, that would be a great route. So with that kind of mentality and idea, I started Jacked. And, you know, along the way, what I realized was it's hard enough to start one company to spin out one, you know, one product, a software product, two products, whatever it is, in addition to building Jacked, was easier said than done. And so to put a long story short, I put my head down after a couple times trying to take it up and trying to start and spin out other software products, put my head down and built up Jacked. And that's what I've been doing for the last 6 or 7 years. And it's gotten to a good point. And in October of last year, so about 4 months ago, I officially stepped away from the day-to-day and handed over responsibility to a guy named Cody to be president of Jacked to handle the day-to-day operations of the agency. And I was stepping away. I'm still acting as CEO, but I'm stepping away from the day-to-day to really spend my time on what I'm calling Popo Group. And Popo Group is essentially the holding company that I'm going to have that will own all the different businesses that I spin out or invest in. So it's a long time coming, but what I started trying to do 7 years ago is actually now manifesting itself. However, it's manifesting itself in a couple different ways. So this is where it's nice to, that I think it's really important to highlight. I wasn't tied to the idea that it had to be software products that we spin out. We still may do that at some point, but actually what Popo Group is really going to be focused on is creating cash flow generating businesses. I love Jacked and unsexy businesses that are agencies that provide a real solution to a need in the market and spit off cash. They're not the sexiest businesses, but they make money and I like it. So that's actually the type of businesses that we're going to spin out. So it's a bit different than my initial idea to build SaaS platforms or whatever else it might be. And again, we may still do that, but the core principle now. It's not, I'm not married to, it has to be software or it has to be an agency. I'm married to, it has to be a business that solves a real problem and can make money very quickly and can make a nice profitable business that spits off cash. That's what I want to build. And along the way, we may take some moonshots and some gambles there, but the foundation has to be very strong. So anyways, a lot of the businesses you're going to see Popol Group spinning out are going to be not the sexiest things, but to me, they're very sexy. They solve a real problem and they make money. So I really like that. And so I'm going to be spending a lot of time on Popol Group. And the reason why it's called Popol Group is Popol means octopus in Italian. I have Italian roots. My dad was born in Sicily. And so that's what got me thinking about, you know, I was thinking about an octopus. An octopus also the animal that is associated with my Myers-Briggs personality type. So I am an INTJ, and the animal for an INTJ is an octopus. I think there's also a raven, but I went with octopus because I like that better. And so I didn't want to just call this octopus. And when I was thinking about an octopus, though, is, you know, Popol Group is the holding company. That's the head of the octopus. Then you have the tentacles, right? And so the tentacles represent all the companies that are part of Popol Group that feed into Popol Group, and the head supports all the tentacles as well, right? So, and instead of calling it Popol Group, Popol Group. So that's the origin of the name. And one thing that I really want to build up is not just a bunch of companies that are independent completely. I mean, they're going to be operated independently, but the idea is, with this head analogy, is that I want to build up the back office and operational aspects for each of these businesses so that the OPEX can be reduced to be very minimal, and therefore the margins can get higher. So what do I mean by that? Say we spin out 5 different types of agencies. There's a lot of finance and accounting and HR and legal that needs to be done for each of these, right? And instead of each of those businesses incurring those costs, what I want to do is build that as a core competency within Popol Group, such that instead of, let's say, each agency having to pay $10,000 a month for these services, I can make it so that each agency only has to spend $5,000 a month for those services, right? So therefore, they can make more money. Each individual one can make more money, right? And what I'm actually going to do, though, to make it even a sweetener, is that that's actually going to be its own agency. So I'm spinning out a finance and accounting agency, spinning out at some point a legal agency, an HR agency, and essentially building the back office agencies that will serve any Popol company and will serve other agencies, right? So not only will it serve internal purposes, it's actually going to become its own revenue driver and its own engine by selling to people outside, right? That's a big way I like to do things, is if I want something to expand into a different market, I say, well, just like when I started Jacked and I wanted to learn about these other industries, I say, well, let me have someone pay me to learn, right? At the same time, I want a finance and accounting specialty to offer my Popol companies. Hey, let me package that up and I'm going to sell that to other people, right? So we'll see where Jacked goes. Popol Group, rather. Jacked will be under that umbrella run by Cody. These other companies, though, you know, it's not defined exactly what they will be. I'm pretty sure there's going to be Popol Finance. I'm working on that right now. A bigger Popol back office offering. And we'll see what else gets spun out. You know, not everything's going to be 100% successful. We actually tried one or two things earlier in Q4 that didn't work out as well. We're getting really clear and I'll be releasing this in a blog post, not just quite yet, but kind of the guiding principles behind all Popol companies. Like, all Popol companies are going to have to abide by certain rules and principles. And I have some of those documented. And before I release them, I'm not going to tell you all of them now. I'm going to release them in a blog post sometime this quarter. but it's going to essentially be my investing thesis. So that's one thing. The other thing that I'm working on with it, with Popol Group, is really building up a nice top of the funnel marketing and sales engine that will feed all of these businesses. So I think in one way or another, a lot of these Popol businesses, if not all of them, will be related to each other in some way, or they will service potentially similar types of customers. So it's not that a customer has to come to us and will use every Popol company, but I would like it such that a customer can come to us and potentially use multiple companies, or the leads we are generating at the top of the funnel can be spread out or can be a feeder into different Popol companies. So something I've been really interested in is that, or kind of a saying is, if you own the top of the funnel, you own it all. And so I want to own the top of the funnel for the Popol companies and really be that provider for them. And then I also want to be the back office powering all of that, the finance, accounting, HR, legal, etc., for these companies. And essentially let people come in who want to build cash flow generating businesses and help take care of both of those aspects so that they can focus on actually running their business. And one thing I did do though recently was outline what I'm going to be looking for and what I am looking for in people who are running Popol businesses. So I wrote a blog post about this that you can find on my my website, anthonytumbiolo.com. But let me just actually just go through a few of them. Here's the basics that everyone, if you're, and this is useful, you know, if you're interested in becoming a Popol funded company, I will be investing some money in these businesses or just starting them out and then finding people to run them. But here's what's going to be needed. At least one person has to be an industry expert. That I've just learned is super important. So when we spin out these different businesses, whether they're agencies or something else, someone has to be an industry expert, and it can't be me because I am not actually going to be running any of these businesses. Second, there needs to be someone in the business who has a killer instinct. So whether it's, you know, one person running the business or someone comes to me and there's two or three people running a business, I have to see that killer instinct or else I will not fund that business. That's just hands down will not happen. In order to run the business, I believe you have to have that killer instinct. And if you don't, it's just not going to work because someone has to have it to get you through the shit that you go through to run a business. And I don't want it to be me for each business, right? I have that for Jack. I've had it for years. Cody has that. That's why I'm comfortable with him running the business, because I think he has that to get through the shit. And so that's a requirement for me. I just know that if you don't have it, it means I'm going to have to jump in and that's just not going to work, you know, on occasion. And that's what I am there for. I am going to jump in and help in certain areas, but I don't want it to be dependent on me. Next, there has to be someone that is great at sales. Again, this is really important. I might be the top of the funnel and feed business, but I do not want the businesses to be reliant on me closing business. I know I can close business. I've done it for the last 7 years with Jacked. And sure, I might close a deal here and there for people, but I don't want it to be reliant on me. And someone has to be able to close the business. So next, those are just like the basics, right? Like industry expert, killer instinct, great at sales. If you don't have those, like you can't really run one of these businesses, in my opinion. And since I'm funding everything, that's what matters, my opinion. Here's the deal breakers. Let's say you have all of those. Now, an important one. These are the more softer ones. The way you think about money. This is a really important one. I've had business partners and relationships not work because we were not on the same page about how we think about money. So therefore, we have to be aligned on the way you think about money. And the relationship with money is just so, so important. And on my blog, I outline exactly what I mean by that. But we have to have similar views on relationship with money. You know, another point is where you want to take the company and where they want to take themselves in life. There has to be alignment there, or else it won't really work. And then also who they are as human beings. So this is a really important one. Our value system has to be very aligned. If our value system is not aligned, eventually it will not work. I've tried it. I've tried covering that up, saying it wasn't as important, but it just doesn't work. So the three softer ones, again, the way you think about money has to be in line with me. Where you want to take the company and where you want to take yourself has to be in line with where Popo wants to go and where I see things going in general. And then, now that's not to say it's a dictatorship. I want you to have your own vision. It's more that that vision has to align with where Popo is going so that there's synergy. Let me make that very clear. And who you are as a human being, the value system has to align. So the reason why these are all principles and things that are really important is because I've tried not having them and it didn't work. And when they exist, they work. So along the way, there might be additions to them. And the way I kind of come up with these things is I try things that don't work. And once I believe this is a principle that I cannot live without, that's how I come up with these. I don't just make up principles and things that are needed. My philosophy around it is once you know something is a requirement because you've had experience, you've tried it, you've tried not doing it, you've tried doing it, and then you determine, okay, this is a thing that has to exist. That's how I come up with it. So there's six right now. There may be 10 later or 12, but I just know that if all of these six are not checked off, it's not going to work for me as a Popo business. So I'm just very clear on that. But if there are, if you do match up with those things, I would love to talk with you, right? And so there's two different routes Popo businesses may go. I may invest in them, or I will work on starting it and put someone in place. I'm not sure exactly what the format ends up being, but it is really important that they're cash flow generating businesses. That's really important to me. I like dividends and the dividend model and getting paid each quarter or year or whatever it is, and using that cash to then reinvest in other things, such as real estate. That's where I really want to put money longer term for long-term wealth, is use money from Jack to start Popo, use money from Popo to start these other businesses that spit off cash, put that money in real estate, and use that to start generating passive income. And that's my plan. It's not super, you know, complex. It's really simple. Start businesses, make money, put it in real estate, boom, and then keep doing it over and over again. And then occasionally, once there's some more money there, maybe we will take some of those higher risk, higher bet kind of stuff. But first, we need to get a really good foundation. And when I'm talking about higher risk kind of stuff, I'm talking the things you see VCs investing in and the stuff that's you know, going for 100x return and stuff like that. Look, that's just not my risk profile. When I have like really a ton of money and we have all of that, maybe we start investing and trying some of those things. But for now, it's really about building businesses that are real businesses, little unsexy, making money, making a lot of money, hopefully. It doesn't mean that I don't want to make money with these businesses. I want to have these businesses and Popo Group spinning off millions of dollars in cash. To me, that's sexy, right? Like, it's unsexy businesses, but if I'm spitting off with Popo $5 million a year, $10 million a year, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, at some point, maybe we'll have some outside investors investing in Popo Group businesses as well. I'm exploring some options there. Right now, I'm investing all of my own money in it, but eventually, maybe there will be outside investors. Definitely open to that, but I want to put it under different terms than the traditional VC model. It's going to be more investments where you're actually investing just like me, where you make money based on profit of the companies and you'll get dividends each year. And you might be looking at a 2 or 5x return on your money, or maybe even 10x. But if you're looking for that 100x, maybe not the place. But the risk profile is going to be much less. And we're going to be building real businesses. So anyways, that's what I'm doing with Popo Group. That's the model behind it. I could go on for an entire hour. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut this episode short because I actually have to run to go get dinner with my girlfriend, Sasha. Told her I would get dinner with her tonight, and I didn't plan enough time for this. But hopefully that gives you a good intro into Popo Group, what I'm up to. And if you're interested in learning more, either check out my website, anthonytumbiola.com, and you go /blog, you'll see some posts I have written about that. Or if you go to popo.group, you'll also see more information. or just find me on socials and send me a message. If you have an agency or some cash flow generating business that you're interested in me taking a look at to maybe be an investor in and help you build up, I want to take everything that I know about running businesses, essentially give it to you and essentially speed up the time it takes to grow your business and do it much faster than you could on your own. Or if you're interested in running a business but don't have a specific idea but think you have the characteristics that I outlined, please also get in touch with me, because I do have a few businesses that we're putting together and are going to be looking for operators, really good operators to run those. So that's it. Again, please reach out if you want to learn more. Let's have a discussion. And it's going to be really fun to see where things go in the next 6, 12 months and really over the next 5 to 10 years. But that's a wrap. A little shorter episode today. But thank you for tuning in to Reflections of a CEO. And I will see you all next time.